This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1508. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded April 14th, the accent station news from Azerbaijan, Bhutan, China, Guyana, Indonesia, Malaysia, Pakistan, Poland, Uganda. Back on the air are new frequencies from Antarctica, Brazil, Republica, EPPF, Seabreeze, Kuwait, Niger, Romania, Vatican. Off the air, Ukraine, VOA Creole, WMLK in Zambia, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, a couple of weeks ago we had news that LRA 36 in Antarctica was back on the air on 15476, but on a different schedule than before, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 12 to 15 UT. Now that's apparently been confirmed by Manuel Mendez in Spain, who reports hearing them coming on at 12 UT on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, the 5th, 7th, and 9th of April, and not heard on Tuesday and Thursday. However, the signal was extremely weak. From New South Wales, David Sharp also reports tentative reception at 12:02 UT on the 7th of April. That was Wednesday. Again, only a weak carrier detectable in lower sideband since there was China on the high side, but no audio was getting through. So keep trying for it during those hours. On a quick de-expedition outside St. Petersburg, Russia, Mikhail Timofeyev reports to Hardcore DX, hearing radio Nagorno-Karabakh at Stepanakert, Azerbaijan, on 9677.5. April 10th at 0502 to 0510 UT, it was in the Azeri language mentioning Karabakh. Extremely strong, he says, but with the usual poorly modulated signal and slight transmitter hum. Rumin Pankov in Bulgaria also reports to OpenDX and RustDX, the same on about 9678. He has a different ID for it, Golos Spravedlivosti, meaning voice of validity, and the schedule Tuesday and Friday at 13 to 1330, Wednesday and Saturday from 1500 to 0530. Probably means 0500 to 530, another half-hour transmission. Ron Howard in California reports two stations mixing together on 6035, April 14th from 1245 to 1300. One was clearly PBS Yunnan China, also known as Voice of Shangri-La, in Vietnamese. So, he presumes the other must have been the Bhutan Broadcasting Service in vernacular with indigenous singing and chanting. Although listed as inactive in the latest handbook, Radio Iguatemi in Brazil has been reported from Brazil by Jorge Freitas, April 4th at 0256 on 4975, with romantic music and an ID at 0258. Radio Iguatemi. Another reactivated Brazilian is on 5015.20. Samuel Cassio Martins in São Paulo reports to the Rádio Escutas group that he's been hearing a broadcaster there for a few days, at first unidentified. Luiz Shani Neto says it's Rádio Brasil Tropical in Cuiabá, Mato Grosso. Itamar Nunes also tuned in the frequency and confirms Rádio Brasil Tropical on that frequency, and Samuel Cassio later agrees that it's been reactivated. Here's another one of those snafus repeated over and over at Sackville. On April 8th, 10th, and 14th, sometime during the hour 14 to 15 UT on 9650, I've not been hearing KBS World Radio in Korean as scheduled, but instead that Radio Canada International interval signal looping with IDs in French and English, meaning somewhere along the way, from Seoul to Montreal to Sackville, the program feed has been lost over and over, and no one seems to notice, or at least not do anything about it. Another thing RCI has not done anything about is avoid the collision with China on 7325. This happened also last summer. It went on and on. Here in Oklahoma, the signals are about equal level from the RCI three-hour broadcast in the morning from 11:05 to 14:05 in Arabic, Spanish, and Chinese, while China Radio International's Japanese service runs from 1000 to 1357 on the same frequency, 7325. You might think, and they might think, that the Chinese broadcast to Japan would not be a problem way over here in North America, but it is. It happens to be aimed in our direction far beyond Japan. Chinese communist fire drake jamming, which is that traditional music only, never any announcements, called by Harold Froge crash and bang Chinese music jamming, continues to appear here and there, not necessarily on the same frequency one day to the next at the same time. Some of the more active frequencies lately have been 11500, heard by Steve Lehrer in Michigan at 1200 UT, interfering with Voice of Russia via Tajikistan when I heard the same frequency a few days later, and a bit later at 1227 UT. On April 10th, checking at 1315, I was hearing them on 10420 and 10440, some unusual spots. In California, Ron Howard noted these in the local evening hours, 15140, 13300, 13970, 15970, 16100, 17300, 12590, shifting to 12600. These were between 01 and 0130 UT. Frequency manager Arnie Coro picks some new Radio Havana frequencies which collide with other stations. 12020 at 23 UT is already occupied by Portugal to South America, also the target of Cuba on the same frequency. However, the Portugal broadcast is Monday through Friday only. Also, 15380 collides with Saudi Arabia. Cuba starts at 1100 and Saudi Arabia's already been there between 12 and 14 UT. There's been quite a reshuffling of transmissions from Greenville, North Carolina in early April. As I mentioned last week, Radio Marti was announcing that their medium wave, 1180 in the Florida Keys, would be off the air for a few days. And then we found a fourth frequency all day long for Radio Marti on shortwave instead of just three. Perhaps that is meant to compensate for medium wave missing. And indeed, the Radio Marti website indicates the fourth frequency is temporary. They even updated their schedule grid. Among the temporary ones are some brand new frequencies, and the others are existing frequencies which have been expanded to longer hours than before. And I've noticed that the Dentro-Cuban jamming command has not noticed all the expanded hours. Some of them are in the clear. Here is the additional transmitter. I'll just give the start times, and they immediately switch to the following frequency from 10 UT on 6105, 1130, 11845, 13 on 9805, 14 on 9565, 17, 11845, 18, 6030, starting that 49-meter channel at midday. I wonder how well that gets into Cuba, even if it's not jammed. That lasts for 4 hours, then at 22 on 13820, at 23 to midnight, 11775, the skip an hour, and then another 3 hours from 01 on new 9460. The gap at midnight to 01 is during the A Fondo program Tuesday through Saturday, when they're duplicating Voice of America for a total of five frequencies. Searching the bands for Spanish broadcasts, José Elias Díaz Gómez in Venezuela found a new frequency for Radio República clandestine to Cuba, 9780, between 02 and 04 UT. And they were even announcing this frequency during that time period. It follows the broadcast via Sackville at 23-02 on 9490, but it appears to be from some other unknown site on 9780. Hard to hear in Oklahoma, but I finally did pull it in. It sounded like it was very much off beam. Maybe it's coming from Europe or Central America. Then it may be on weeknights only, Tuesday through Saturday UT. You might think in the sparsely occupied 42-meter band, if we can call it that, really out of band, there would not need to be more than one broadcast station on any given frequency. But in fact, there are two currently on 6890. WEWN is using it in English from 05 to 09, but before that, Radio Fana in Ethiopia. Reported by Jim Evans in Tennessee, April 9th from 0347 to 0403 with Horn of Africa Music. And also by Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania, signing on at 0258, April 10th. Followed by Horn of Africa Music at 0306. It was weak but readable. And parallel to 6110, which was weak underneath Cuba. Here is yet another Ethiopian clandestine in the April issue of Communication of the British DX Club. Tony Rogers forwards a letter from the Ethiopian People's Patriotic Front, or EPPF, announcing the start of broadcasts April 9th by Arbegnoch Voice Radio, A-R-B-E-G-N-O-C-H, giving a schedule which appears to convert to Tuesday and Saturday's UT at 06 to 6:30 and 16 to 16:30 on 5050 and 1089 medium wave. This matches the time that Chris Greenway had noted Ethiopian jamming, signing off at 16:30 on 5060 in February or March. He says both frequencies are from Eritrea. And there is audio of the EPPF broadcast from last May to September on the website www.eppfonline.org. Not, of course, in English. Joe Buck has been cruising on the Queen Mary 2 from St. Helena back to Fort Lauderdale and passed not far from Georgetown, Guyana, checked out the medium wave band and found that Voice of Guyana was active on 560 kilohertz, but not on 760, just the other way around in the latest handbook. Still no shortwave from Guyana, but it should be getting imminent. Jimmy Labadia says, I'm going to Georgetown on April 18th to put the transmitter on the air, 5950 and 3290 kilohertz. He says I should have them going on 3290 at night by April 22nd or so, and in the daytime on 5950 by April 25th, if there are no further gremlins. And he also told Don Rhodes in Victoria that these are solid-state transmitters, Class E, with PDM modulators, prototypes, in fact, running 10 kilowatts. Last week's mystery about hearing 4VEH in Quebec on 590 kHz has been solved. Bruce Conti investigated on behalf of Sylvain Nau, who picked it up, and discovered it's the Boston station on 590, WEZE, which has a program called Echo Evangelique in French only on Saturday nights, and it was mentioning 4VEH as well as Radio Lumière. I was enjoying quite good reception from Radio Republique Indonesia, Palangkaraya, on 3325, April 14th, around 1200 UT, when they had news from RRI. Also heard on Ternate, 3345, although it didn't seem to be in parallel, Makassar, 4750, and parallel, but not quite synchronized, on 4870 from Wamena. On his Indonesian radio station's website, Atsuno Ishida in Japan reports that as of April 2nd, two formerly active RRI stations were off the air again, 4925 Jambi and 3976 Pontianak. You're tuned for World of Radio number 1508. Consult our website for a lot more info, worldofradio.org. Your contributions, always welcome, via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com, or to our P.O. Box, 1684, ENIDOK, 73702, USA. Many thanks to Will Martin for a check in the mail to that address. Ron Howard in California has found a new frequency for Shokaze, or Sea Breeze, the 14 to 1429 UT broadcast in alternating languages. 6135 has replaced 5910 via Japan as of April 12th. And on that Monday, the language was Japanese. Other days, it's Korean, Chinese, or English, especially on Fridays. It was also in English on Wednesday this week, April 14th. So far, no jamming. Unfortunately, this time of year, we can't really pull a signal so far into the dayside in Oklahoma. Radio Kuwait showed up on a new frequency inside the now exclusive 40-meter ham band, 7190. April 12th at 1804, says Martin Groot in the Netherlands, with a superb signal. It was monitored signing off at 21 UT April 12th. In Akita, Japan, says Seichi Hasegawa. Wolfgang Büchlin, Germany, reports the IARU intruder watchers are on the case. However, the next day, April 13th, they were on 7150 instead. That's no improvement. Heard at 1630 by Seichi Hasegawa, and at 1720 by Mark Davies in the UK, and at 1730 by Jari Savolainen in Finland. The revolution in Kyrgyzstan had just occurred as we were speaking last week, and we were wondering if anyone could hear the usual frequencies for their domestic services. Anker Peterson in Denmark via Dario Monferini Pladiex says on April 11th he was hearing Kyrgyz Radio 1 on 4010 at 1730 to 1740, and parallel to 4795 still on the air after the revolt, but bad modulation. KimAndrewElliott.com reports as of April 13th that Radio Free Europe Radio Liberty was back on the air in Kyrgyzstan. That is, actually transmitted from there, not merely on shortwave from outside the country. I've been hearing a heterodyne on the low side of China, 6175, suspected to be Voice of Malaysia. Ron Howard in California confirms that's what it is. Their frequency varies somewhat to the low side of 6175, April 10th at 1325 to 1400 on 6174.40. And it's not the only Malaysian frequency, slightly off. In fact, most of them seem to be. On April 11th at 1517, it was on 6174.36 variable, carrying the Radio Suara Islam program via RTM. Also reported by Martin Groot in the Netherlands, 6174.41, April 11th at 1915 with Salam FM. Apparently on the air later than usual. Wolfgang Büchlin in Germany reports Voice of Malaysia on 15295 with a surprisingly fair signal level with news with a British English accent at 0904 April 14th, perhaps via Longbath. La Voix du Sahel in Niger has been reactivated on 9705. First reported by Brian Alexander, Pennsylvania, April 9th from 2115 past 2145. In vernacular at that time. Also reported by Tony Ward in Ontario in French, taking requests after 2200 on April 9th. Acker Peterson in Denmark also reported it at 2205 that date with a phone-in program in French. Also IDs as Radio Niger. Another report between 2008 and 2019, April 9th, in vernacular from Mikhail Timofeyev in Russia. Brian Alexander followed up his original report. They signed off at 2301 UT after a quick test tone. Also heard at exactly the same time by Seichi Hasegawa in Japan, who says he first noted it the day before, April 8th at 2045. And more reports of it during the same time period the next few days from Torsten Hallmann in Germany, Jim Evans in Tennessee, Scott Barber in New Hampshire, and Mick Delmage in Alberta. Note that Niger is on just about exactly 9705. If you hear something on 9704 producing a heterodyne, that would be Ethiopia, but probably not during that time period. The Voice of Nigeria has been making some schedule changes with confusing and conflicting information according to monitoring and their announcements. Alan Rowe, Tony Rogers, and Dave Kenny in the UK have been trying to sort it out, as well as Torsten Hallmann in Germany. The frequencies to watch are 15120, 11770, 9690, and 7255. It appears that English is still starting at 05 and 18 on 15120. This may have something to do with finally getting their brand new transmitters on the air. Last week, I reported that Enid's own X-band station, KFXY 1640, had changed format from sports talk to Southern gospel music as the new Faith 1640. That's true, but there's an even more important religion, baseball, which bumps off the praise whenever there is a Kansas City Royals game. And the station still uses the old identity surrounding the ballgame, 1640, The Score. Wolfgang Büschel in BCDX reports Radio Pakistan on 15540, signing on at 1225 with interval signal, and then the Sinhala and Tamil service until 1330. But there's something wrong with the transmitter, putting peaks at slightly offset frequencies. On April 6th, he measured them on 15539.32, 15540.28, 15540.38, and 15540.50, using his Perseus receiver to pin those down. I couldn't do that, but I was hearing 15540 on April 13th. At that time, 1310, it seemed to be interfering with a totally different station rather than just interfering with itself. Pakistan went off at 1329, and there was still some other unscheduled station on that frequency until 1400. Can anyone identify that on 15540? Sergei S. and Ike Bierwirt in Germany report that Polish Radio External Service has done a great job of covering the aftermath of the death of President and Mrs. Kaczynski. The English broadcast at 12 to 13 UT on 11675 via Austria was not really propagating to North America at first, but lately it's been coming in again. And as John Pukula in Ontario points out, their website has been converted to black and white instead of red and white. www.thenews.pl. In the Ontario DX Association, GPS Blake reports that the English hour at midnight UT from Radio Romania International is on a different frequency than scheduled, not heard on 9580, but on 7335, along with 7385. We have a couple of reports of UBC Radio in Uganda, slightly below 4976, on the air all night instead of signing off around 21 UT. Acker Peterson in Denmark reported it March 29th to 30th from 2340 to 0100 in English and vernacular. And so did Artyom Prokhorov in Moscow April 3rd from 2110 to 2330. The other frequency, 7194.98, has finally been confirmed by Martin Groot in the Netherlands, April 13th from 1704 to 1753 with English national news, and also reported by Jari Savolainen in Finland. Bad news from Ukraine. Alexander Yegorov tells us from April 12th, RUI's shortwave transmitters in Kharkiv and Lviv have been switched off, as well as most medium-wave transmitters. Apparently, this means that RUI is off shortwave completely, including the high-power transmitter on 7440, which had been broadcasting to North America, including an English hour at midnight UT. We hope it's only temporary, but no further word yet. And indeed, no signal on 7440 when I checked April 15th. The Voice of America has canceled all its shortwave broadcasts in Haitian Creole. They were greatly expanded shortly after the earthquake in January. However, in early April, not only were the expanded hours deleted, but the three original half hours in Creole were also deleted so that they're none at all on shortwave anymore. This freed up some transmitters at Greenville, which were applied to an additional frequency for Radio Marti, as I mentioned earlier. There are a number of FM and AM relays of the remaining VOA Creole programming within Haiti. Rick Barton in Arizona says, 15825 works well for us out here. I got one of my best receptions ever of World of Radio Friday at 2030 UT while driving from Phoenix to Sun City, in city traffic, with power lines even. It was just pounding in on WWCR 15825. Thomas Nyberg points out that Pastor Pete Peters is no longer on the WWCR schedule. He's exclusively on WTWW. I also heard Brother Stair inquiring whether he should go back on WWCR 13845. Dan Elier of NASB forwards news from Solomon Meyer that his father, Elder Jacob O. Meyer, died on April 9th. He was behind the shortwave station WMLK, which has been off the air for years, but trying to get back on. According to his obituary, WMLK was among his lesser accomplishments. If it ever does come back on, perhaps Elder Meyer will be yet another post-mortem preacher. However, Sergey S. says, I cannot imagine WMLK ever returning to the air without Meyer's involvement. Dave France of WWRB is excited about his four-course radio range and invites everyone to type in those words in the search bar at YouTube for a 10-minute video. Also should be interesting to check at 0250 UT when 9610 changes sites for Vatican from Bonaire in French to Sackville in English. A story in Post Zambia, April 13th, via Yumber Gaviria, says ZNVC has been off shortwave since February 1st. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued April 13th, ANK indices 5 and 2, except for a peak to 15 and 3 on May 4th. Solar flux peaking at 80, April 19th to 24th, and then descending to 75. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio, 1508.